This time, I'd like to introduce Ron Wuslick. Ron is the chair of our Inland Bays Citizens Advisory Committee. Mr. Wuslick will share with you the basis for the center's recommendations and express why it's essential for you to adopt, codify, and enforce the associated ordinances and the proposed update of your comprehensive plan.
Thank you, Ed. My name is Ron Wuslick. I live at 130 Petherton Drive in South Bethany. My love affair with Sussex County began in 1972 when I caught my first bluefish and striped bass at the South Jetty at the Indian River Inlet. Since then, we bought a lot in South Bethany and built a cottage in 1982, and subsequently had residences in Pennsylvania, Texas, Maryland, and Florida. And when it came time for me to retire, we came here to Sussex County because of its natural beauty and affordability. And in preparing everything we do at the center, I talked to a lot of people, and I spoke to a lot of people who retired here because of its affordability and beauty. So it's just about a toss-up. What I'm going to do now is read several facts regarding the Inland Bays. There's another beautiful slide of Little Assa Woman. Several facts regarding the Inland Bays that are included in our CIB land use element evaluation. These statements were taken from DENREC's most recent pollution control strategy draft, the July 2007 draft of the county's land use element, the WAVE newspaper, and other DENREC sources. Okay. In 1988, the Delaware Inland Bays Estuary was declared an estuary of national significance by the U.S. Congress. There exist numerous instances of government inconsistencies and lapses in application and enforcement of policies, laws, and regulations. Improving water quality in inland bays is vital to maintaining the tourism and recreation of eastern Sussex County. In the Delaware Water Quality Standards, the inland bays were designated waters of exceptional recreational and national significance. Accordingly, ERES water shall be accorded a level of protection and monitoring in excess of that provided most other waters in the state. These waters are recognized as special natural assets of the state and must be protected and enhanced for the benefit of present and future Delawareans. Accordingly, they shall be restored to the maximum extent practical to their natural conditions. Currently, each of the inland bays is on the state's 303D list of impaired waters and are not fishable and swimmable as mandated by the 1972 Clean Water Act. Interestingly, at the time the act was promulgated, roughly 40% of America's waters were fishable and swimmable, and 60% were not. Today, the opposite is true. That is roughly 60% are now fishable and 60% are now fishable and swimmable. Only 29% of the streams feeding the inland bays fully support aquatic life designated use. The waters of the inland bays are highly enriched with nitrogen and phosphorus. DENREC warns visitors at various state parks that waters of the inland bays may contain organisms that could be harmful to your health. You could put up the next slide. Swimming could result in an increase of rashes, infections, and gastrointestinal distress, especially during and after rainfall. Okay. The primary activities maintaining a eutrophic condition in the inland bays are agriculture and urbanization. Aquatic life and primary contract recreation uses are not supported in each of the inland bays. And by definition, primary contact means any water-based form of recreation, the practice of which has a high probability for total body immersion or ingestion of water. Examples include, but are not limited to, swimming and water skiing. The Sussex County population increased 56% between 1990 and 2005.